oblates, the spirituality of these of the oblates is a focus on the hour by hour presence of God in one's life. And for those of us who have been to Lourdes or on retreats with Father Jim, I think that we find that that becomes a becomes a part of us, thanks to him. Father has also been a chaplain in the Washington, D.C. area, and currently now he is serving the Oblates as president of DeSales University. Father Jim, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Father Tom, and good afternoon from the East Coast. I'm here in Center Valley, Pennsylvania, which is, you know, on a good day, about a half hour north up, you know, the expressway from Philadelphia. So I welcome all the knights and dames who are here, chaplains, and I greet all of you in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord. You know, when I asked Fra Tom and some of his colleagues, you know, what I should address today or speak on, they said, you know, a homily for this weekend or last weekend or some spiritual reflection. So what I thought was I would kind of put the mood of being in between. For some dioceses, there's the Feast of the Ascension tomorrow, and for others, it's transferred until Sunday. So, and the mood of both of those moments, the seventh Sunday of Easter and Ascension, is basically being dazed, confused, and having a lack of clarity. The Ascension reading this year from Matthew, it says they worshiped, but they doubted. Most of the Easter readings, especially Easter Sunday from John, they still did not understand, the evangelist tells us often. And I think as we began the new year, we all hoped 2020 would be a time of clear vision. You know, we all know when the eye doctor tells you you're 20/20, that means you see perfectly well. But just, you know, months into this new year, here we are all hunkered down from a virus that we can't see. It's dazing us. It's confusing us. Life seems blurred. And the term social distancing has become everyday part of our vocabulary. I don't know about many of you, but I never used that word once in the entirety of 2019. But here we are in our 7.8 billion member planet, and we're all keeping our social distance because when we protect ourselves, we protect others, and that's a good thing. And so in the midst of this pandemic, what does God's word have to say to us as we interpret this confusing, dazed, unclear moment? The spiritual writer Henry Nouwen once told us that the interruptions we have in life are God's way of getting our attention. And I think this Easter season, and as we celebrate Ascension like any other, we certainly hear God's voice in the midst of this vast interruption in our lives. I like to quote from St. Paul, his second letter to the Corinthians. We hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. We who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. I think Paul's words are so apropos as we think about this dazed time we're in. I've been hearing a lot of people, and I know I say it myself, that we're in such unprecedented times, but are we really? You know, when you think back on the history of our world and even our church, there's been so many outbreaks like this in the history of our universe. Even in this day, people who live on the margins, more than half of the people in our world who live on less than 2 hours a day, they live in unprecedented times all the time. So I'd like to suggest that we live in an unexpected time, that this vast interruption is something none of us expected. And the Latin root of that word, expectare, means to look out from. So what are we looking out from in this moment of quarantine? I love reading Peggy Newton's commentaries in the Wall Street Journal on Saturday afternoons. And a few weeks ago, she talked about this moment. She said, we're all in this together to support each other. but she also saw this viral post on an Instagram account that talked about the idea of us being in the same moment, but we're all in different boats. We're all in the same storm, but we are not in the same boat. And the boat we are in may be under vastly different conditions, even from day to day. Some days our boat is no longer resembling a sailing vessel, but rather it's a shipwreck from a boat you thought would withstand the storm. So it's important for us to remember that we're all in the storm, but we're all experiencing it in different ways and handling it, some days better than others. A few weeks ago, March 24th, on the feast day of St. Oscar Romero and also the 40th anniversary of his assassination, I saw a quote in one of these prayer journals that I get online, and it's from him, and I quote him, "There are many things that can only be seen through eyes that have cried." Marie Dennis from Pax Christi wrote about that quote. She said, "The whole world is weeping as we come to terms with the consequences of this coronavirus pandemic, especially for those who were already marginalized, already made vulnerable by war, forced displacement, poverty, and environmental disruption." And so I pray that our eyes are opened by the tears we are shedding to discover a nonviolent route to a transformed, peaceful, and sustainable national and global reality. And especially this week as we celebrate Laudato Si Week on the fifth anniversary of its release, to really pray for a healing of Mother Earth. In conclusion, I'd like to just mention a book by Viktor Frankl called Man's Search for Meaning. You know, he wrote from the madness of the Holocaust, but he reminds us that none of us gets to choose our difficulties, but we do have the freedom to select our responses. Frankl argued that meaning comes from three things: the work we offer in times of crisis, the love we give, and our ability to display courage in the face of suffering. In many ways, as we celebrate these in-between times of Ascension and Pentecost, whether we celebrate Ascension tomorrow or on Sunday or whatever, that like the disciples, yes, we still show up for virtual Mass, we still worship, but sometimes we're doubtful. What will the new normal look like? Or perhaps we're like Peter, John, Mary Magdalene at the tomb, standing there, but still not yet understanding. C.S. Lewis said in a little monograph on living in atomic age, he wrote in 1948, applies to us today in 2020. Here's what he said. "This is the first point to be made, and the first action to be taken is to pull ourselves together. We are going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb. Let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things, praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting to our friends over a pint and a game of darts, but not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs. It may break our bodies. A microbe can do that, but they need not dominate our minds." I hope that's how we find ourselves wherever we're huddled together in these days of stay at home or quarantine. The Lord is in our midst. Let us continue to worship, even if we doubt. And even at the tomb, that empty tomb, even though we don't understand it, to really believe in the presence and the power of the risen Lord. And so let us pray in conclusion. This prayer is from Ruben Varghese. I've recently shared on social media that I think is so lovely. "O God, keep my anger from becoming meanness. Keep my sorrow from collapsing into self-pity. Keep my heart soft enough to keep breaking. Keep my anger turned toward justice, not cruelty. Remind me that all of this, every bit of it, is for love. Keep me fiercely kind. Amen." Thank you, everyone, for the opportunity to reflect with you today.
Thank you, Father. And now I'd like to close with our daily prayer. Lord Jesus, Thou hast seen fit to enlist me for Thy service in the order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee, through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, to keep me faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from thy holy gospel, a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us this morning, and we will be back together again next Wednesday. Goodbye now.